Run River North is a Los Angeles band that's gotten a few breaks recently. Last year, the musicians produced a music video inside their old Honda, and the video went viral, straight to the car maker. The company rewarded the group with a performance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Now, Dwali Saikatau has the story of the band's journey from late-night TV to getting signed.
Even before the band landed on Jimmy Kimmel, Run River North had already been approached by a major label.
We got flown out to New York and wine and dine, and we didn't even know that that still happened.
Alex Huang is the band's lead singer and songwriter.
And then Jimmy Kimmel happened, and we're like, we're going to get signed. And then we heard a lot of no's, actually. Like, all the major labels that we had talked to, all of a sudden, just for whatever reasons, we're sorry, but we're going to move on.
So he and his five bandmates went into hermit mode, songwriting and jamming in between full-time jobs or full-time classes at Cal State. They built a local following and sold out LA's Troubadour. They even started making a little money from iTunes downloads, songs the band recorded on their own.
Thought it nice to dream to be a Beatle. I think twice, I don't want to be a bug. The story untold has already been sold to the highest bidder.
A few gigs later, an offer came from Canada.
My sort of biggest litmus test is, do we love it or do we like it? Do we believe in them as people? And as corny as that sounds, that means an awful lot to me.
Terry McBride is the CEO of Network, the label that signed the band Fun. He says he started listening to Run River North last winter when his 84-year-old father was dying of Lou Gehrig's disease.
A lot of the lyrics being about parents, about past, really, really resonated with me. And that got me deeper into it. And then I found myself humming melodies quite a lot. And usually when that happens, I will do anything to try and get in business with that artist.
Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call home.
The musicians call San Fernando Valley home, just half an hour north of downtown LA. Theirs is a tight-knit community, bounded by faith, which is why they rehearse weekly at Valley Korean United Methodist Church.
Monitor is not coming up. Check, check.
Each practice begins with a prayer.
God, I thank you that you are so mindful and faithful of each one of us. And
Sally
that,
Kang plays keyboard and sings.
We trust in you, God, that you align things to what you have ready for us. And
the band first formed at the church after Alex Huang passed around a few of his songs to get feedback.
Like, it was an audition process. Like, you have to be a Korean-American second-generation Christian person to be in this band. But because that's the people that responded, I wanted to use that as a platform to kind of gather up the stories, and the stories just so happened to be how to live a Christian life as an Asian person in Los Angeles, having immigrant parents.
They're walking heavy to the beat of a broken drum. Digging for worth in a land under a foreign sun. The children call bitter words of a strange tongue. Hearts down, they're walking heavy till the dying's done. Oh, oh.
Run River North doesn't consider itself a Christian band with a message. They just want to play music, says violinist Jennifer Rim.
We just want to share our stories, telling people that we have our bad side and good sides, and that's what I love about our lyrics. It's very honest.
Oh, hear the monsters calling home now. No, they don't want to be alone, but the closet they knows how they beat. Oh, 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 oh.
The musicians packed up their gear in July and left Southern California for Seattle to work on their debut album with Phil Eck, producer of The Shins, Fleet Foxes, and Built to Spill. Guitarist Daniel Chase says playing music for a living is something none of his bandmates expected to be doing a year ago, and neither did their parents.
I think it's safe to say that all of our parents don't have white-collar jobs. My dad worked at Wiener Schnitzel. That was his first job when he came here. And then he owned a liquor store. And our parents sacrificed their lives for us. And I think that's why there's such a strong sense of family in each of us. There is that expectation of, because we did this for you, we hope you have a good job. We hope you can live the American dream. And we finally find that in music now.
Run River North's debut album will finally be out early next year. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Los Angeles. So I will fight to keep the fire burning.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.